check Suzanne, you might be, or if they had made a mistake at South, but they said that he was not at South, in the South. Well, we'll check the phone line because, okay, see if she's...
Mr. Cooper, our board chairman's handling an administrative issue that's just going to take a few more seconds, and then we can start, okay, sir?
We're back, sir, can you hear us now?
Sorry, I didn't hear.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going, Mr. Colonis is going to conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on. Can you kind of put your hand over the, we can't hear you good. Can you hear us now?
I'm good.
Sir, can you hear me clearly? The reason why we asked you to lower your receivers is because it's getting a lot of feedback. So if we just want to make sure that you can hear us, and then when you speak to us, certainly you can lift your hand up, okay? Okay. Can you state your name and ADC number for the record? Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You are here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Cooper?
Yes.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself today.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with me. My name is Lee Jimenez. I'll be serving as your panel chairman. I'm the individual sitting closest to you. After me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is the Honorable Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After Dr. Wright is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Grady. And he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Cooper and Mr. Grady, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God, so you are. Mr. Cooper, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the one violation to you, you need to respond whether it is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. The reason why we give you the third option is because we understand that there's a police report outside of the Department of Corrections and you may have a pending criminal charge. This hearing is recorded and we want to make sure that you know that anything that you say to the board could be made available to the criminal justice system. Does that make sense, sir? Okay. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal laws of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five, was demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior by punching someone in the face on or about March 7, 2018 at 1166 West Washington Street, Tempe, Arizona, Maricopa County, Arizona. Mr. Cooper, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent? No, I'm saying, is this true, what I just read, is it true, is it false, or do you just wish to remain silent? Okay, thank you, sir. Because you stated false, we're going to take some additional information from our Department of Corrections officer, and we'll come back to you shortly for questions. Okay, sir? All right, Mr. Grady.
On 3/7/2018 at approximately 0138 hours, Tempe PD dispatched for an assault taking place on the Valley Metro Light Rail platform at 1166 West Washington Street, Tempe, Arizona, 85281. Contact was made with the subject, who advised that someone attempted to steal his clothing from the bag that was on the platform, and he was unable to identify other items in the bag. He admitted that he had only wanted the victim to get some light for a cigarette. When the victim refused, he started a fight. The subject advised that he had kicked the victim in the mouth one time with his right foot. When Tempe PD Officer Powell, 23324, and Allen, 22110, questioned the subject on how he could have gotten his foot up that high, he replied that he was born in China and was a child of Bruce Lee. The victim stated that the subject had punched him in the face. The defendant was cited for a misdemeanor of simple assault by Tempe PD. Follow-up number one. The defendant was arrested and incarcerated with under a misdemeanor charge of simple assault. Charges are pending. He will be transported to ASPC Phoenix ARTC.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Cooper. What is false about that allegation?
About new people. I mean, catch them. Don't go through the deal at all. New people at new. So I kind of got, I don't mean to catch them at all. I'll be down with the type of bubbles. I mean to catch them.
Okay, sir. We're going to go ahead and make a motion to pass through the first phase of the hearing, and you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail during phase two. Based on the information provided in ward number 2018W0681, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Cooper delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed from the commercial company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mrs. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Gilbert. Okay, Mr. Cooper, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir? I'm sorry, what's that? No, you can stay on the phone. You need to listen to what the community corrections officer is going to share with us, and then we'll ask you some questions. Okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Green.
Mr. Cooper was released from DLC on February 7th of 2018. He was arrested on March 7th of 2018 by Tempe PD. He had new charges of misdemeanor simple assault. He returned back to DLC on March 7th of 2018. He had a PSED of February 7th of 2019 that received zero stand days. Current conviction, 2011, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1995, death, 1 year, 10 months. 1996, misdemeanor, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. 2004, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2004, forgery, 2 years. He has 4 terms with DOC, the CUIR score is a 5.5, mental health score is a 3, substance abuse score is a 2. He's affiliated with the street gang Grape Street from Box, California. Prior term of supervision, 1995, transition of police, completed 9 months. 1999, TIS release, arrested on attempt violation, revoked by the DOC. 2005, TIS release, completed 3 months. Misdemeanor violations are significant. Other arrests, 1990, theft of a vehicle, Arizona juvenile detention. 1990, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile detention. 2001, threat to California misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, aggravated assault, marriage, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Community risk score of a G6 to G8. And his status on the charge is pending.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Cooper. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections in February to pre-approved placement at Desert Vista Hospital located in Mesa, Arizona. In March of 2018, you were approved for housing with your dad, Clarence Cooper, and brother Antonio Cooper in Casa Grande. On March 5th, 2018, Antonio Cooper called advising that they're concerned about you intensely wanting to be on the streets and wanting the best for you, but you are unable to handle, that they are unable to handle you as you did not take your medications over the weekend. You're argumentative and verbally abusive and behaving oddly by packing all his items into a bag and not showing his brother any mental health paperwork. You contacted Phil Officer Hayes on March 5th and March 6th, requesting permission to reside at CAS, homeless shelter, in Phoenix. The parole officer stated that she would only entertain the idea of CAS if you were assigned to a mental health clinic via the SOAR. Supports this decision as you're under court order would be benefit from the structured environment, and you did not receive approval to change your residence. So did you live anywhere else aside from your family's house? Or did you go to CAS?
No. Well, I was to but the reason I knew that all of us
okay, sir. You referred the task to your analysis. Nicole was assigned. You're responsible for submitting zero specimens for testing, so that was not an issue. In February 2018, you were released to Desert Vista Hospital for mental health programming. In March 2018, you were discharged from the hospital and assigned to Viable Soul Clinic for mental health as you were under court order treatment per mental health court. You did attend your appointment on March 5th, 2018, but missed your appointment on March 6th, 2018 for Viable Soul. On March 2nd, you were referred to Horizon Health and Wellness of Casa Grande for anger management programming, and you were arrested for the programming. And if I'm not mistaken, that's when you were arrested by the Tempe Police Department for the physically assaultive behavior. So, what was going on in terms of your mental health treatment at that time, sir? Was that the last statement summary?
Yes.
That the charges are still pending?
Yes.
Okay, so make sure it's correct. Okay, Mr. Cooper, I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do you have any questions for you? Okay, Mr. Cooper, we have no questions from fellow board members. We're getting close to the end of the hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything that you feel you need to share? Thank you, sir. Let me ask you one last question. Are you on some sort of medication right now?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cooper. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, especially because you can see us and hear us on the phone, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to individual votes? So if you just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, okay, sir? Thank you, Mr. Cooper. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case, as I recognize that Mr. Cooper's been to mental health court and that he was returned to the Department of Corrections due to a misdemeanor charge, which is still pending. And I guess the best way to put it is, as one voting board member, I'm more comfortable with the idea that he's receiving treatment now and has the possibility of stabilizing before he returns to the community. I recognize he has the support of his family, but based on how he was returned to the Department of Corrections, I'm not finding him suitable for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to doing for my colleagues. If we're going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2018-W0681, our discussion with Mr. Cooper, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Cooper was delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision, and now lapse or is about to lapse within the waiver company, inasmuch that he was arrested by the Tempe Police Department for assault of activities and medical motion. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Mr. Cooper, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on about February 7, 2019. I recognize that sounds like a long way away. It's about 10 months, but we highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming and therapeutic treatment that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. When you're released, you will not have a community corrections officer or a parole officer. You can receive the support from your family, and you'll be able to be of your own free will. This hearing has come to an end. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and I want to thank you for being so pleasant with the board today, Mr. Cooper. If you could, please give the phone to your CO3.